Tantor Audio presents Do You Believe in Magic? The Sense and Nonsense of Alternative Medicine by Paul A. Offit, M.D. Narrated by Corey Snow. Epigraph. When religion was strong and science weak, men mistook magic for medicine. Now, when science is strong and religion weak, men mistake medicine for magic. Thomas Sasse. Prologue. Taking a look at alternative medicine. Americans love alternative medicine. They go to their acupuncturist or chiropractor or naturopath to relieve pain. They take ginkgo for memory, or homeopathic remedies for the flu, or megavitamins for energy, or Chinese herbs for potency, or Indian spices to boost their immune systems. 50% of Americans use some form of alternative medicine. 10% use it on their children. It's a $34 billion a year business. My friends are no different. One uses cold laser therapy for his allergies, another takes a homeopathic remedy named oscillococcinum to cure her colds, and a third swears that acupuncture is the only thing that relieves his back pain. Furthermore, alternative medicine, which in the 1960s was denigrated as fringe or unconventional medicine, has entered the mainstream. Hospitals have dietary supplements on their formularies, or offer Reiki masters to cancer patients, or teach medical students how to manipulate healing energies. In 2010, a survey of 6,000 hospitals found that 42% offered some form of alternative therapies. When asked why, almost all responded, patient demand. Big Pharma is also jumping in. On February 27, 2012, Pfizer...